K3DON, whoever's trying to check in, there's no audio.
All right, good evening, KB3MXM here. We're going to start the monthly EchoLink net here in just a few moments. Let some more folks check in, and we'll be right back. KB3MXM. We'll be starting in just a few moments. This is KB3MXM. This is KB3MXM. We'll be starting in just a few moments, folks. Stand by. We'll be back in just a few moments. Thank you. All right. Good evening. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty. I'm the Maryland DC Section Manager, host for tonight's Maryland DC Section EchoLink Net here on the WB3GXW WASH underscore DC EchoLink node. We'll be going through the list and roster this evening. We'll check in with some of our hams here, and we'll call for the stations that are listening via linked repeaters. If you have something interesting, bring it to the net and share it with all of us here. I'll bring a few things here in the beginning, and we'll have a good time. All right, we'll be back in just a moment. Stand by. All right, very good. First, I'd like to recognize some of the folks that are here on the net with us this evening, and I'll start first with the Assistant Section Manager, Chris, AB3 Whiskey Golf. Do you have a few words to share with the group, sir?
Okay, good evening. Thank you, Marty. Good evening, everyone. Really just reflecting, this is the last EchoLink Net for the year, so I'm reflecting on all the things that we've done in this section and all the great work that our Aries groups have done and our affiliated clubs work that we've done. I'm also thinking about Jim Montgomery, our section emergency coordinator. I believe he's doing well. And that's good news. So I'm looking forward to the new year to continue the work that we've done here in this section with our affiliated clubs and continuing the work that we've done. So that's all I have. Thank you, AB3WG.
Yes, thank you, Chris. Exactly. A lot of things that that's occurred this year. You know, I think Field Day was a success this year. Maybe a hiatus from that we haven't had it in the last couple of years, so we had a chance to do that. We had a chance to have HamFest again, back to doing HamFest. We had a couple of serious weather events that we were all monitoring, and hopefully some of us were able to help our communities. We had the airplane that crashed into the power down in Montgomery County. I just found out today that while they were repairing, or while they were moving the airplane, they had turned off the power. And I just found out today that almost all the cellular sites in that area were offline. That's right, they were offline. Nobody could get cell service down there. So it doesn't need to be a large catastrophe for our communications, our routine communications to be affected. Thank you very much, Chris. All right, let's go to our Atlantic Division. We have Jim, WI3N. A few moments and words with the net, please.
Okay, thank you, Marty, and good evening, everyone on the net. We have the PG Aries group will be holding a little dinner get-together Monday night. That's the first time in a number of years that's happened, and that's a good thing. I'll steal John's thunder, the Laurel Amateur Radio Club third Wednesday test session will not be done this month, but will start again in January in Laurel. So if anybody wants to come and upgrade, or we'll be there. Sounds like Jim's getting a little bit better, so that's a good thing. That's about it for me. Back to Ned. Thank you very much. WI3N.
Hey, Jim, thank you for those words, and thank you for sharing. Just an FYI, Roland, or Roll, if you don't know him, he's very well known. He gives a lot of training. Well, he's going to have another training session coming up here in January. Starting on January the 12th, there'll be a extra class being taught via Zoom. If you're interested in participating and you would like to get upgraded to your extra before they change the question pool again, It runs from January the 12th until March the 23rd, Thursdays. It starts at 6:30. It runs for 3 hours. I will tell you, it's a very fast-paced course. Those attending should hold or be studying for the general amateur radio license. So you should already have a general or be studying for general if you want to pass the extra. And these classes that they've been holding for years, sponsored by the National Electronic Museum. And you can get hold of him at, if you're wishing to sign up, I can put the email address in the chat box. It's Roland dot Anders, A-N-D-E-R-S, at Comcast.net. Let me put that in the chat box. Stand by, everybody. Unkey for a moment. All right, there you go. That's Roll Anders. You want to sign up for the class. The last class he held, I think it was a general class, he had 375 participants from 11 states, okay, doing it via Zoom. Maryland was not the one with the most, though. I think it was either Tennessee or Kentucky had the most participants that attended his class. So just an FYI. Okay, let's take a break. KAB3MXN. All right, back to a little bit of news around the area. If you are going to be perhaps enjoying some of the wintry weather up north and near Harrisburg around the middle of January, please drop in on the Harrisburg Winterfest. It'll be in Harrisburg. It's being hosted by the Harrisburg Radio Amateur Club, and it'll be on January the 14th. More information can be found on their website at W3UU, Whiskey3UniformUniform.org. Break. And tomorrow, for you folks that would like to talk up north in the Canadian area of North America, the Radio Amateurs of Canada is having their winter contest on the 17th of December, running from midnight until 23:59 Zulu. Right? And if you have been on the bands, I'm sure many of you might have already noticed that the solar activity has been slightly elevated. Conditions are slightly different. I'll go to Father Al as soon as I'm done here. I'm sure he'll give you a better update than I will. But solar activity has been rather high over the last 24 hours, with some of the largest solar events. One of the largest solar events was an M4 class event on the 14th. There are currently 7 numbered sunspot regions on the disk of the sun. The solar activity is likely to be moderate, with a slight chance of an X-ray flare. And that might be on the 16th, that was today, and expected to be low, with a chance of an M-class flare or a slight chance of an X-class flare on day 2 and 3. That would be the 17th or the 18th. All right, we're going to take a break. Father Al doesn't need to do that. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll go right to Father Al, W3YVQ, our section traffic manager. Stand by all. All right, very good. W3YVQ, Father Al, if you have a few words for the net, please.
There it goes. My right control key wouldn't operate. No, it's doing fine, thank you. Good evening, all. W3YVQ. Well, yes, the solar activity has been quite high. There were more than a half a dozen M-class flares the day before yesterday, and today there were 10. And so the flux average has been running up in the M-class level as opposed to sea level, which is an amazing improvement over what we experienced during the solar minimum. So the upper bands have been open almost every day just before sunset. 15 meters is still hanging in there for a long haul. It swings around to the Pacific as it starts to get dark here, but it's good into Europe from the midday on. And then it springs into Africa and South America, etc. So DX conditions have been quite remarkable. A lot of fun for newcomers, and help them get on and work some DX, because remember, when the sunspot cycle is over, and we go into another minimum, there are 5 or 6 years of dead bands that we have to put up with, and they won't have as much fun on DS. And lastly, there have been quite a few stations who have been operating on CW, but we still need a good deal more in order to keep all our nets running. Remember, both Radio Relay International and the NTS run their entire evening schedule on CW. And that's the region nets and area nets and the inter-area carriers. And in order to advance and move up in the ranks and learn new skills, you have to participate in the nets, so you need to be able to pound breath. So for those who are about to get their general or have already achieved it, put CW on the agenda for our New Year's program to promise yourself to give it a try. Not everybody takes to it very well, but I haven't found yet anyone who is not able to learn to do it. And I've elbowed a lot of folks in CW, and some took quite a few weeks, others days. So jump in and have some fun. It's a great mode for contests as well as for traffic handling. Since everything is spelled, you can move twice as much traffic per unit of time. And on behalf of all of our NTS and RRI operators and liaisons on the nets here in NDC, best wishes for Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all. Happy holidays if you're of other faith. Nonetheless, happy holidays to each and every one of you. And be safe this year. It's going to get cold, and that means icy roads again. So it'll all be over by April. 73W3YVT.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Father Al. Thank you very much. And yes, indeed. Very important, and we all invest our time and efforts into this great hobby and our community and public service, especially if you're doing emergency communications. That's not a hobby. That's really an endeavor on your part, and that requires you to have not only training but also the experience to do that and work with your served agencies and your other organizations when you are asked to do so. So thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Good words indeed. All right. I'm going to switch gears here for a second. Let me just copy a few things here that I need to copy, and I'm going to put them in the chat box. And if you're not on the chat right now, I'm sorry. I can't give it to you any other way. It's rather long. I'm not going to read it over the air. All right. Let me take a break. I'll be right back. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland DC Section Echolink Net here on the WB3GXW_DC Echolink node and linked repeaters. Stand by. All right, that should be enough time. Let's move on here. I want to cover a few more things, and thank you all for your patience as we do that. There's a few hyperlinks that I put in the chat box. You've heard me talk about the Echolink code plug that I created for the section. What that means is I went through the list you see on Echolink. So if you're right now checked into Echolink, which you are, if you're here, and you've clicked on the favorites, and maybe you're clicked on just, or you clicked on the Warsh underscore, you might be interested to know that there are other Echolink nodes within Maryland, D.C., and some Echolink nodes that are very popular when we have severe storms, like the one for the National Hurricane Center. And maybe there's an Echolink net for when we have Skywarn. So what I've done is I've created two files, and they're in the chat box. One is a text file, TXT. The other one is a PDF. And this is how they work. Break. Now, I'm a Windows PC user, so I can't help you if you've got a Mac. I'm sorry. But to get to your favorite in Echolink, you can go to the lower left-hand corner on that little magnifying glass, if you have a current version of Windows, and you can type the word favorites in there. And there should be at least a pointer to the favorites file on your computer, which is part of your Echolink program. So if you happen to have saved, like Warsh_DC, if you right-click on that, if you right-click on Warsh_DC, you'll see it says Add to Favorites. Now, you could search for every Echolink node in Maryland and DC or these other ones, and you could put them in your favorite, but I've done it for you. Break. So to accomplish this, you need two things. Well, you need three. You need Echolink. It doesn't need to be open. It doesn't need to be open to do this. But you will have to find the file and the folder and the file that has your favorites in it. And you need to open that. You need to open that file, which is a text file, in an editor, but not like Word. You need to put it in straight editor. That's the first thing you need to do. Open the file. The second thing to do is to click on the link or put that link in your browser and go to that website. It is a file on the Maryland DC ARL website. Open that. Open that website. It's going to look like a text file. Then you're going to copy, which is a right-click on the screen. Right-click on the screen. You select all, and then you right-click again, and you say copy. You're about to copy all of the favorites of all the Echolink nodes in Maryland, D.C., okay? All right, so now you've opened your favorite file on your workstation for Echolink. It should say favorites, should be TXT. You open that in an editor, like Notepad. I use Notepad a lot. Then you open the file that's on the website. You copy that. Okay, so far so good. And you paste, don't replace your favorite file. Just paste this information at the bottom of your favorites list. You might already have one. You might have saved some. Maybe one of your fellow hams or something. You just paste my list on the bottom of your list. And then you close everything. The next time you open Echolink, what you're going to see is you're going to see folders under the favorites. You're going to see folders, especially one that says MDC nodes should be 61 of them. So I have captured 61 of the Echolink nodes that are associated with Maryland, DC. Now, not all of them are online, folks. They're not all online all the time. I'll give you an example. Fort Washington is not on right now. Okay? It's just not. But you will have a list of all the Echolinks in Maryland and DC. If I went a little too fast, you can click on the link that is the PDF file, and that gives a quick summary of how you do this. So you can open that in the browser, and you can see that PDF. It's a picture in words. So it says what to open, how to copy, how to open your favorites, how to paste it at the end, save it, close everything, and open Echolink. All right? And I'll stick around if anybody has any other questions. All right, good enough. We're done right there. Let's take a break, and then I'm going to go through the rest of the list for tonight. Stand by. This is KB3MXM. Okay, now I'm going to give you all a little story here, which I think is very relevant. Let's see. Yes, Kathy is here. Okay, Kathy, don't be nervous. We're going to do this. You're going to do just fine, okay? So I received a radiogram that I delivered to Steve. In the process of delivering it to Steve, Kathy was there to hear the message that I sent. And it was one of the messages that is sent out, which is like what you get from Kate, K6HTN, right? And then we chatted for almost, 40 minutes. And I said, hey, are you folks, do you know anything about Echolink? Oh, I've heard about it. You should really get it for your tablet or your phone or your laptop. And we have a net on Friday, and come join us. Well, Kathy's on here right now. And I'm so thrilled to introduce all of you to Kathy, KC3UXD. Go ahead, Kathy. Introduce yourself and say hi.
Oh, double.
Oh, that might have been Steve. Okay, so I don't know how you have yours set up. Mine is set up so my left control button is my PTT. That's what I press to key up. But I also have it so that as soon as I let go, it unkeys. I think it's defaulted to the space bar. So, like, you press the space bar to start talking, and you press the space bar to stop. I don't know how yours is set up. But anyway, just a reminder, when you're done, make sure you unkey for everybody, okay? Was that Steve? I think it was Steve. Go ahead, Steve.
Okay, this is KC3UXD, Kathy. I am on Steve's because I can't seem to get mine to work because I think we're having some connection issues with both of them being next to each other. Yes, this is my very first net, so I'm still learning how to do this. And it was a very fun phone call and connecting with you. this is KC3UXD.
All right, very good, Kathy. Congratulations. Yay! Let's hear it for Kathy. She made it to Echolink. And the power of Echolink is amazing because not only can you connect directly to other hams, but you can connect to conferences and bridges, and you can connect part of groups. So if you want to have a group connect, you can use Echolink. Matter of fact, Echolink is an excellent way of, let's say you want to do some practice. Father Al, our section traffic manager, has used Echolink to do training. So it's a great tool. Let's see if Steve would like to say hello. How about it, Steve?
Okay. Well, good evening, everybody. This is KC3VFS. Yeah, we actually had a great phone call last night with you, Marty. Thank you so much. The other night, I actually used Echolink on the way to work yesterday morning at like 5 o'clock in the morning. I was talking to some gentleman out in Japan, which was really very interesting. I actually am liking this so far. So we're hopefully going to keep on listening and learning from everybody.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you, Steve. You know, it's not 100%. I wouldn't call this interoperability, but it does allow hams to connect without, you know, without the torment of trying to find the repeater or getting on HF. I mean, you can talk to hams, a lot of hams, or a single ham. And there are some settings within Echolink that if you want to be in a conversation, not be interrupted, you can set your Echolink into like a private mode so that you can have a conversation with someone else. So congratulations. Let's hear it for Kathy and Steve. They've joined us. I hope you'll join us next month and every month after that. And please bring some of the things you learn and some of the things you're excited about here to the hams on the net. All right, now we're going to move on to some of our repeaters. The first one we're going to check in with is Ocean City. That's right, Ocean City. The K3ORB in Ocean City. Do we have someone that can check in from Ocean City? And your call sign, please. All right, nothing there. I'm sorry, I have to read my screen here. Please unmute me. I'm in listen-only mode until Marty calls me. Oh, yeah. I got it. Okay, let's go to a W3FDK. Does anybody know where that might be located, like Frederick? Yep, that's right. Let's go to the W3FDK linked repeater. The station's ready to check in. Your call signs, please. All right, nothing heard there. You know, Echolink is a great way too if you're doing like say a radio check, folks. This is another thing that you could use it for. If you check, let's say Frederick, like right now, I could bring up the Frederick repeater from where I'm at and see how good my signal. I could check onto the Frederick repeater because it's echoed on the Echolink node. So when someone checks into the Frederick repeater from Echolink, I'll hear on my radio, KB3MXM. That'll announce who I am when I check into Echolink. And then on the radio, I can say, testing 123 KB3MXM. Now, there's going to be a delay, right? There's got to go through all those millions of miles of wire. Electrons only go so fast. So it'll go through the repeater and everything, and you'll hear it in your headset, or you'll hear it over the computer. it's kind of an easy way. If that repeater app has an Echolink connection, you can use it to see how your signal is in the repeater. Hey, look at that, a radio check without a radio check. All right, let's move on to WB3GXW. Anyone checking in from there? Okay. I might need a radio check because I'm not sure if I'm getting out. I'm sure I am. Okay, let's try, let's see, KA2JAI to WB3. Please unmute me. I'm in the listen-only mode. Okay, so next is KA2JAI. Anybody on that repeater that would like to check in, call them out.
WA3TOY. Good evening, Marty. This is KA2JAI. Kurt, stand by, please. We have one event coming up for us this month, which is on the 27th, 4th Tuesday. That'll be our monthly 80-meter net. That's at 7:30 p.m. that night. Anybody with 80-meter ability is more than welcome to join us. We do some single sideband, and we do some NBEMS as well. Okay, I have several people already pre-checked in. If you are not already checked in on the 805, please call now. Okay, I believe I have all the check-ins then. KB3KWT is checked in. He has no comments. Next on the list is N3FQC. Don, go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to, people may know that the repeater 145.33 is retired, and I just wanted to thank Ed Burt, who's been running this thing for over three decades, and running it out of their pockets, no money to ask of anyone, and they did a marvelous job of having a fantastic repeater out there, and we quite enjoyed it. It's gone now, and but just a thank them for helping the amateur radio in this area. That's it, N3FQC.
Thank you, Don. And Marty, just by the way, Don will be taking over running this portion of the net beginning in January. Next we have WA3TOY. Kirk, go ahead, please, with your comments.
Good evening, everyone. Well, Skywarn has been quiet. It's that time of year where we won't get a lot of Skywarn activity. And on a personal note, it's looking like my grandson's going to be born sometime in the morning on Christmas Eve. So that's about all I have. WA3TOY.
Well, that's a great Christmas present, Kurt. Congratulations. N3WOF, your comments, please. Go ahead.
Good evening, all. No comments here. Back to net, N3WOF.
That's our list for tonight, Marty. I'll turn it back to you. This is KA2JAI. If anybody needs any further information from Anne Arundel Ares, KA2JAI at ARRL.net.
Okay, and that was Mike, KA2JAI. Oh, I got to turn my radio down. I turned it to the 805 machine. So if you have your radio right now on 146.805, you'll hear me talking on your radio. Don did not mention that the Baltimore Traffic Net meets nightly at 6:30 p.m. The Baltimore Traffic Net is an NTS traffic and training net that meets on VHF on 146.670 with a PL tone of 107.2. I would suggest you listen in. Just listen into the net. It gives you a lot of insight into net operations. You know, they call for the net control station will call for an alternate, and then they'll call for their liaisons, and then they'll call for any short time stations, any mobile stations, portables, and then they'll call for stations that are checking in with or without traffic. It's very, very important to understand the operations of a traffic net, especially when handling message traffic. There's a certain routine, a dance, a certain path that this takes. and you'll enjoy it more, and you'll be able to participate in doing the traffic net if you listen to the pace and you understand how it works. There's also a website, the BaltimoreTraffic.net website, that gives you some more information. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back after this small pause. KB3MXM, you're listening to the Maryland DC Section EchoLink Net here on the WB3GXW. EchoLink node and link repeater, stand by.
3FDK, recheck.
Well, there it is. Is that W3FDK? Go ahead and call your stations on your repeater, please.
Okay, Marty. Yeah, apologize for that. I was on the wrong channel. Yeah, KB3EOF here, representing the W3FDK repeater. And we had an interesting month. Did a lot of interaction with Carroll County. We participated in their Carroll County Department of Health exercise on the 3rd of December. We deployed out to Taneytown and set up a emergency operations center in their middle school there. Had a really good episode and been enjoying doing a lot of joint exercises with Larry, WX3F, in Carroll County. Well, I'm sorry I messed up the original connection. Let's see if there's anybody else out there in W3FDK repeater listening area that would like to check in. Please check in now.
KRW.
All right, we got Leonard, K3RW. Good evening, Leonard. Did you have anything to say for the net?
Andy, I don't have a whole lot. Does that Marty know that he is getting out? Of course, you answered him. He knows that, but not a whole lot from here tonight, Sandy.
All right, thanks, Leonard. Anybody else? Okay, nothing heard. Well, back to you, Marty. Thanks for the second chance. This is KB3EOF, and I'll be clear.
All right, very good, Sandy. Thank you, Leonard and Sandy, for checking in, and good information about participating with Carroll County. You know, Ed, we work with repeaters in VHF and UHF all the time, but there's always that opportunity, and that might actually end up being a simplex operation. If a repeater is not on the air and you're operating a net, the net control station may ask all stations to go to simplex or tell them to go to simplex if for any reason the repeater goes down. And you should always, if the repeater's not available, you should always check the simplex frequency first. Remember, simplex means no offset. It means the frequency you're hearing the station on is also the frequency you're transmitting on. It's not offset as it would normally be for 2 meters for 600 kilohertz or 5 megs for UHF or sometimes 1 meg for VHF. But there would be no offset, okay? All right, very good. All right, let's go up to Don, K3DON. Mr. Don, a few words for the net, please.
Try again. Okay. Good evening, everyone. This is K3DON. I want to welcome Kathy and Steve to our little shindig here on the net. And both of you sounded great over here. So hello to yous. And I wanted to say that I had the opportunity to work with the BCC, the Baltimore County, Baltimore City group in, I believe it was the 5th of November. And we enjoyed helping them with their exercise. And so I've been doing exercises similar to that, or actually participating in exercises with the Harford County Emergency Services. I do all public service events. I have done quite a few different ones. My favorite is, let me get a nickel. My favorite one is the MS Chesapeake Challenge, which is a 2-day bicycle event that they started again last year as a two-day event again, and I'm going to try to get to that event again next year, this January coming. So I enjoy a lot of doing this stuff. I've been around doing it for quite some time. Anyway, with that, and I want to wish everyone listening and those that are still here, A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from K3DON. Back to Nick.
All right, let's continue right on here. We've got, let's go to Jed. KB3, Zulu Tango Whiskey. All right, we might have to come back to Jed there. Well, let's go to Jeff and Pam. First, let's do Pam, KB3SWS. And Pam, if you would be so kind when you're done to pass it to Jeff, KB3SPS, SP8.
Thank you, Marty. Good evening to you and everyone else on the net tonight. I just want to hope that everyone's holiday wishes come true. This is KB3SWS. I will send it now over to KB3SPH. I'm clear.
Good evening, everyone. This is Jeff, KB3SPH. Welcome aboard to Kathy and Steve. Also want to put in a plug for the MDC WinLink net, which is held each second Tuesday. And Bill, N3XL, is running that, and he comes up with interesting challenges each month. If you'd like to participate, you can send a WinLink message to MDC WinLink TAC1, and he'll put you on the list to get the notifications for that. And I'll put that information into the chat. Thanks, everyone. Happy holidays. Back to net. This is KB3SPH.
Okay. Thank you very much, folks. Yes, WinLink, radio, email, and other services. You can actually use WinLink to get other information. You can ask it to send you information. So WinLink is a pretty powerful tool. You can do it via Telnet. And Jeff is speaking about doing it via HF. It would be HF. HF. Okay. Let's take a quick break. I'm going to take a quick break here, about 10 minutes till. We've got four more stations to do. And we'll wrap it all up tonight. So this is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland, D.C. Section Echolink Net here on the WB3GXW. Echolink Node and Linked Repeaters, please stand by. All right, very good. Thank you all for pausing for a moment. Let's go to Kilo Bravo 3, India Victor Sierra, KB3IVS. All right, nothing heard there. Let's go to W3TDH. Tom, you're up, sir. It's your turn. Wow, I'm starting to feel like the late night's radio host when I let's take the next caller and there isn't anybody there. Let's go to John. WB3GXW, John, are you there? And how about a few words for the net, please?
Hi, good evening. I got was going to try and go via RF, but I have a station that keeps connecting and disconnecting off of my repeater node. I'm doing okay. I just thought I would pass on the offer to you, Marty. You can facilitate this, that if the Baltimore Traffic Net would like to use one of my Echolink nodes, just have them get in touch with me, and we'll make it happen. And other than that, Merry Christmas. Hopefully next year is a better year for me than it was this year. And I've got one of my things is to get the bulletins going again. So I'm recovering from all my difficult days this year. 73s, everybody. Stay safe and stay well. WB3GXW.
Here is W3TDH. How do you hear me?
Thank you, John. Thank you very much. And the same to you, sir. Yes, we will talk more, I'm sure. W3TDH, go ahead, Tom. We hear you.
Thank you, sir. I'm sorry about the audio problem. Hope I'm getting through okay now. Want to thank you for the net and for your work. And I want to reiterate that I'm trying to get a hold of somebody from the section's mutual assistance teams to make arrangements to make some equipment available, and I'm having no luck with that, and I would like any assistance anyone would care to give me. After my last appeal, three people called me trying to explain what mutual assistance team is. That's not necessary. I do have a pretty good idea. I'm trying to get a hold of them to arrange if they want it for the use of some equipment. So back to net, W3TDH.
All right, Tom. Very good. Thank you for that. Yes, I know that there was mentioned last time, Jim, WI3N, and Steve, KC3SBO, who moved to Delaware, and the Mutual Aid team, or the Aries Matt team. So I'll see if I can get some more interest in that direction. Have them send you some names and maybe some groups that would be most interested. Okay?
Thank you very much. W3TDH.
All right, very good. I think that's it for tonight. I'll do an alibi right now. Is there anybody who would like to check into the Maryland DC Section EchoLink net that I have not called or would like to add something for the good of the net? Your call sign, please.
KB3ZTW checking in now.
KB3ZTW. Excellent. Go ahead, Jed. You've got the mic.
Hi, this is my first time on the Section net, and I just am learning and listening.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're here, my friend. I'm glad you're here. And please come join us every month. On the third Friday of every month at 8 p.m., we start this net. And as you can tell, there's lots of information going around in section that we share here, so everyone will benefit from it. All right, thank you very much once again to Jed for joining us. I'll end with saying that there's also a lot of interest in DMR. There's a DMR, Mid-Atlantic DMR net that is on every Thursday at 8 p.m. Every Thursday at 8 p.m. You'll have to find a location of your local repeater or use your dongle or whatever other device you may be connecting to your computer or other device to access that. But it's a rather important net because it's DMR and there's folks checking in from all over. It's radio over IP, kind of like voice over IP. In other words, you can connect. You could be in Pennsylvania and connect. You could be somewhere else and connect. It really does bring together a very diverse area of hams, and they come together and they share what's happening in and around their area. Break. All right, I think that's going to be it tonight, folks. Thank you all for joining us here in the last EchoLink net. Maryland DC EchoLink net for 2022. We'll reconvene next month on the third Friday of January, and that will be on the 20th at 8 p.m. So I hope to hear and see all of you there, and I wish you the best of holidays. Please be safe, be well. I hope you all have your opportunity to spend time with friends, family, and other hams. And enjoy the new year, and we'll see you in 23. Oh, 7-3 is all. Have a good night. KB3 MXM.